today we're going to learn Daf Chaf Hey Amr Aleph of Masech HaSukkah. We're already holding on Daf Chaf Hey Amr Aleph. We are up to the Mishnah on Chaf Hey Amr Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Shluchi Mitzvah Peturim Min HaSukkah. People who are going to go to do a mitzvah, Rashi explains, they're going to learn Torah, they're going to visit the Rebbe, they're going to do Pidyon Shvuyim, they're Patur from Sukkah, even when they're not actively traveling, even when they happen to be resting along the way, they don't have to go looking for a Sukkah. And the reason is because of the famous principle of Osek B'Mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah, they're Osek in the mitzvah that they're heading to do, and therefore they're patur from other mitzvahs, including sukkah. Similarly, cholin umisham shehen peturim min hasukkah. Both people who are ill, as well as those who are helping those who are ill, are patur from sukkah, because the cholim are not able to sit in the sukkah. It's a mitzta'er, and a mitzta'er is patur from sukkah, and those who are helping them are necessary in order to help the cholim. So the Mishnah concludes, ochlin v'shosnar that one is allowed to have a snack or a drink that's as long as it's not keva, as long as it's not like an established, not really the right word, as long as it's not a significant sit down kind of event, so one is allowed to have a snack or a drink outside of the sukkah. So first, frakta gemara minani mili. Where do we learn this din that if you're doing one mitzvah, you're patur from doing another mitzvah? So Tan Rabbanan, the Braisa tells us it's a pasuk that we know very well. B'shiftecha b'veisecha. It says by Kriya Shema that you know when you have to say Shema, b'shiftecha b'veisecha, when you are sitting in your house. So we darshan from there, prat lo'osik b'mitzvah, as opposed to if you're doing a mitzvah. If you're going to do a mitzvah, then you are pater from Kriya Shema. Why? Because you're osik b'mitzvah. And then we darshan, uvelechtecha v'derech, you are chayiv in Kriya Shema while you're traveling, prat l'chasan, as opposed to a chasan is prat from Kriya Shema, even though he's not actively doing any mitzvah, he's just sitting there because he's considered to be distracted. He has the machsheves ha-mitzvah on his mind, the thought of the mitzvah. That's the way Rashi understands it, and that's why, according to Rashi, you need two separate drashos. You know, B'shivtcha B'Veisecha tells us about an osek mitzvah, someone who's actively doing something. O'v'lechtcha V'Derech tells us that even though a chasson is not actively doing anything, but he's distracted by the thoughts of the mitzvah, that's enough to exempt him from the mitzvah. And Mikan Amru, based on this, the Chum teach us that a konis is a psula pater, a salmana chayiv. That if someone marries a psula, he's pater from Kriya Shema, but if he marries an almana where he's not so distracted, he's chayiv in Kriya Shema, even though he may be doing a mitzvah, but he's still not as distracted. So someone who's tarred by mitzvah is pater from the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, someone who's is pater from all other mitzvahs in the Torah as well. My mashva, so says Gemara, well, how do you really get from the words b'shivtcha v'yisachal v'latcha v'derech to exclude an osik b'mitzvah from the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? Where do you see that tells us that it's not someone who's doing a mitzvah? It just says, when you're sitting, when you're traveling, you should read Kriya Shema. Where does it ever say when not to read Kriya Shema, that you're not supposed to or that you don't have to if you're traveling? So Gemara says, Amar Afuna kaderech, kiderech, that we make the drasha that the chiyuv in the mitzvah is when you're doing things that are similar to a derech, similar to being on the road. Ma derech rishos, just like most trips that you take are optional, you choose to go or not to go, afkal rishos. So only when you're doing things that are optional, that are your choice, only then are you chayiv in a mitzvah. La fuke hai dibe mitzvah asuk, as opposed to someone who's actively involved in a mitzvah, since he's involved in a mitzvah, he does not have to read Kriya Shema or do any other mitzvah. So the Gemara says, well, who says that derech means that you're doing something optional? Milo askinan dekazel dvar mitzvah. Can't v'lechtcha v'derech mean that you're traveling toward doing a mitzvah? Kamar rachmana likri v'kamar rachmana likri, and the pasuk still says they have to say Kriya Shema. Says Mari im kain, if the pasuk we're talking about even going to do a mitzvah, lemakra b'sheves uveleches, then the words it should have used should have been b'sheves and veleches. My b'shiftecha uvelechtecha. Why does it say you're sitting, you're going? habalechas to mitzvah patiras. You're only chayiv when it's your going, when it's going for a mitzvah, you're pater. So from fulfilling the mitzvah of kriyashma. So ask the Gemara, I hachi, if it's true that anyone who's also given mitzvahs, pater from other mitzvahs, then afilu kones has almana nami. Why is it that when you marry an almana, you're pater from you're chayiv in kriyashma? You should be pater. Marrying an almana, after all, is still a mitzvah. So says Gemara, no, because kones has a besula tarid, kones almana lo tarid. When you marry a besula, you're preoccupied. When you marry an almana, you're not preoccupied. Asks the Gemara. Wait, whenever you're distracted, whenever you're preoccupied, that automatically exempts you from kriyashma and from mitzvos. Elameata, if that were the case, tavas vinasu biyam, ditarid hachinami depater. If your boat sinks in the ocean, so you're tarid, you're preoccupied, so would we say that you're pater from kriyashma? V'chitei machinami, and if you're going to say, yeah, you would be. V'amar Rabbi Abba Barzav d'amarav, avel chayv b'kol mitzvah samurus b'torah, an avel is chayv in every mitzvah in the Torah, chutz mina tefillin, except for tefillin, shari nemer ben pe'er, because tefillin is called pe'er, so it's inappropriate. Pe'er means like an adornment, a crown, so it's inappropriate for an avel to wear a pe'er. But every other mitzvah in the Torah, an avel is chayv in. Isn't an avel preoccupied as well? So don't you see that even when one is preoccupied, they're chayv in mitzvos? So we're back to our question. Why would one be potter from mitzvos kriyashma when he marries a besula? Because he's preoccupied. There are lots of preoccupations that don't exempt you from mitzvos. Answers the Gemara, fundamental distinction. Hacha tarid tirdu de mitzvah, hasam tarid tirdu de rishos. When a person gets married, yeah, he's preoccupied, but it's not just that. He's preoccupied with a mitzvah. So when one is preoccupied with a mitzvah, he's pater from other mitzvahs like kriyashma. But if you're stam preoccupied because of a business issue or because of other things, including even avelus, even the loss of a relative, that does not exempt you from mitzvahs. That we tell the person, you have to get over your preoccupation, get over your distractions, and fulfill the mitzvah anyway. So the basic thing that emerges over here is, first of all, we have the limud from the Pesukim of B'shivtcha V'esachav L'atcha V'derech to teach me that an osik b'mitzvah is pater from mitzvah, and that someone who marries a besula is pater from kriyashma. But the rule that emerges is that whenever you're actively involved in a mitzvah, whether it's a distracting mitzvah or not, whenever you're actively involved in a mitzvah, you're osik in a mitzvah, you're pater from other mitzvahs. Whenever it's not an active involvement, it's just like the chasen on the night of his wedding. Since you're tarud, if you are distracted, and what is distracting you is a mitzvah, you're pater. But you need both of those things. It needs to be that you're tarud, and that what's causing the tirda is a mitzvah. So for example, if you're tarud, but what's causing the tirda is not a mitzvah, what's causing the tirda is simply... It's simply a bad business deal, or if there's a mitzvah that you you have on your plate, but it's not really one that's causing much tirda, like marrying an almana, then that would not exempt you from any other mitzvahs. So the Gemara asks on the brisa that we quoted before as the basis for osik mitzvah pater min a mitzvah from b'shivtcha v'esachal l'shkva derech. Says Gemara, osik mitzvah pater min a mitzvah mehacha nafka. Is that true? Is that really where we learn the idea of osik mitzvah pater min a mitzvah mehasam nafka? Don't we learn it from an entirely different pasuk? D'tanya, the pasuk tells us about bringing the Pesach Sheni for someone who is tamei on Pesach Rishon, that there were these people that were tamei and were not able to bring the Pesach Rishon. So because of them, the whole parsha of Pesach Sheni was introduced. So the Gemara asks, or the Brisa asks, Osam Anashim Mihayu, who were these men that were tamei that couldn't bring Pesach Rishon? Nosei Arono Shel Yosef. They were the people who were carrying Nosei Arono Shel Yosef Hayu. They were the people that were carrying Yosef's coffin out of Mitzrayim. So they were tamei at the time of the bringing of Pesach Rishon. That's why they couldn't bring it. Div Rabbi Yossi Aglili. That is Rabbi Yossi Aglili Shita. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says, no, it was Mishal Vel Tzafan Hayu. Shayu Oskin b'nadav aviu. They were the ones that took nadav and aviu after they were killed in the Mishkan. They took him out of the Mishkan after they died when they brought an eish zara lifnei Hashem. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, and Rabbi Yitzchak says you can't say like Rabbi Yossi Agli and Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because im nosei arona shel Yosef hayu, if they were in fact nosei arona shel Yosef, then kvar hayu chalun litahir. They had plenty of time to become tahir and still bring the Karban Pesach. And im mishal vel tzafen hayu, and if it was mishal and el tzafen who got nadav and aviyu out of the Mishkan, yuchalin hayu litahir. They also had plenty of time to become tahir because nadav and aviyu died on the first day of Nisan when the Mishkan was erected. So they could have become tahir before the 14th day of Nisan. The process of becoming tahir from tumas meis is only a 7-day process. Ella uskin b'meis mitzvah. It must be that these people, we cannot identify exactly which meisim they were dealing with. They were dealing with some other meis mitzvah that must have died shechal shvi shel en lios perev haPesach. That must have died just a week before Erev Pesach, where the 7th day of the Tahor process fell out on Erev Pesach. So even though on that night of Pesach they would have been tahor to be able to eat the Korban Pesach, but we can't do the Shechitas Korban Pesach and the Zrikas Korban Pesach for them while they're still tamei. So where do we learn that's the case? Shenemar v'lo yochlu la'asos haPesach b'yom ahu. Because the pasuk says that they were unable to bring the Korban Pesach on that day. B'yom ahu ein yichon la'asos halamachri yichon la'asos. What we see from there is they were unable to bring Korban Pesach because it was that day. But had it been the next day, then they would have been able to. Meaning, had the proper time of the Korban Pesach been 1 day later, they would have had an opportunity to become tahar. That's how we know that these were people who were osik b'meis mitzvah, where the shvi'i shalem, the 7th day of their tahar process, fell out on Erev Pesach. So what the Gemara is proving from this brisa is that osik b'mitzvah pater min a mitzvah, because if an osik b'mitzvah were chayiv in a mitzvah, who told them they're allowed to touch the meis mitzvah? Who told them to get involved in the meis mitzvah? They knew that that would preclude the possibility, that would exclude them from Korban Pesach, which is a more chashuv a mitzvah. So it must be that osik mitzvah pater min a mitzvah, and that's why they were allowed to be involved in the Korban Pesach. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Why do I need a pasuk b'shivtcha v'esach avlechtcha v'derech? Teach me osik mitzvah pater min a mitzvah. I already know it from the Korban Pesach. So answers the Gemara Tzricha. We need both drushos. Diashmin and Hasam, if we only would have learned Osik Mitzvah Pater Min HaMitzvah from Korban Pesach, that you're allowed to become Tamei in advance, I would say Mishum Delamatzes Man Chivu De Pesach. I would say, yeah, of course you're allowed to become Tamei a week before Pesach and not worry about what's going to be a week later with the Korban Pesach. Aval, because that's a week before. The two mitzvahs aren't in front of you. Aval Hacha, but Chasan, and the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, Delamatzes Man Kriya Shema, where it's already the Zman of Kriya Shema, Emalo, I might think that he is not exempt from a mitzvah and that he should say Kriya Shema Tzricha. That's why I need the drasha b'shutcha v'esach avlatcha v'derech. V'yashmin and hacha, and if we only had osing mitzvah patamin mitzvah by Kriya Shema, mishum deleka kares, I would say, yeah, because failure to say Kriya Shema does not carry with it a penalty of kares. Aval hasam, but by Korban Pesach, diko kares, where failure to bring Korban Pesach carries with it a penalty of kares, I would think they cannot become tamei to meisim 7 days before the chag in order to be able to bring the Korban Pesach. Tzricha, that's why we need both drashos. So the next main point is there are actually two sources for the notion of osik mitzvah patur min mitzvah by Kriya Shema and by people being osik b'meis mitzvah in advance of the Korban Pesach and therefore becoming patur from Korban Pesach. And we need both sources to know that osik mitzvah applies even when the second mitzvah has not yet arrived, and that osik mitzvah pater min mitzvah applies even if the second mitzvah has already arrived, and even if the second mitzvah is an iser kares. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we will pick up at Gufa. So we're already well into the page on Chafei and Beis. Next time when we do Chafei and Beis, we'll start at Gufa.